Yerushalmi, Turmoit corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Peches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Aleph from a base at the first wide line at the end of the page with the word Tani. Tani Tashlume, Turma, Emeshalmim, Mehen, Kem Bechemish, Emeshalm, Alehem, Kem Bechemish, Ben Chayavn, Bechala, Ben Adaim, Poislois, Betfuyoim, Kadesh, Poislois, Bechulin, Vaifu Shimon, Rebyoisi, Moideba. The Vaisa says payments for Truma, one may not pay other payments of principal and the extra fifth from them, nor does one pay the principal an extra fifth for them. They're not obligated in challah, and hands do not cause them impurity, even though the Chacham decreed that if a Tevul Yom touches actual Truma, he renders it impure. And even Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi agree to this, even though they say that if a Chulin dough became mixed with Truma sourdough, it can become impure from a Tevul Yom. In Rotha, Akoyen, Limchol, in a Moichel, Kshle Hifrish, Hifrish, Rachakach Ochel, the Flugta, the Rebbe, the Rebbe Elazar, the Rebbe Shimon, the Tani. If the Kohen wishes to waive the payment, he may not do so before the Yisrael separates the payment, but once he separated it, and before the Kohen has acquired it, if the Kohen waived the payment, the Yisrael ate it. And the Yisrael ate it is a dispute between Rebbe and Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, as the Baisa taught, V'nosan Akoyen is Akoydish, Matanasai, Mekadshasai, it should say, V'ein HaFashasai Mekadshasai, L'chai V'alav Chomesh, Divrei Rebbe, it should say. The Bryce of Rebbe says that the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perch of Beis Pasuk Yudalad, and give the coin the holy item. It's giving it to the coin that sanctifies it and prohibits it to the non-coin, but not its separation, to obligate it one who eats it, to obligate one who eats it to pay the extra fifth. The Rav Reb Shimon Aimer Af 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 Shoshosai Mekad Shoshosai Lechayev Alav Keren V'Chaimish, I should say. But Rav Reb Shimon says that even if its separation sanctifies it to obligate one who eats it to pay the principal and the extra fifth. Mocha v'chakach ochal, taflugta, d'Rebbe Yerchon, Rebbe Shimon Lokish, d'ispalgun, gozal truma, mishel avi imoy, koyen, Rebbe Yerchon, om meshanem l'shevet, Rebbe Reish Lokish, oma meshanem l'atzmoy. If he waived the payment and the Yisrael then ate it, it's a dispute between Rebbe Yerchon and Rebbe Shimon Lokish, as they disagreed in the following case. If a Yisrael stole truma from his mother's father who was a koyen, Rebbe Yerchon said he must pay back to the tribe, Reish Lokish says he can pay himself. Am Reb Yoina, kach chaya meishu Reb Shimon Lokish, Reb Yochanan, ardaita de teme meshalem l'shevet, v'hataninan, gonav trumas hektish v'ochla, meshalem shnei chumoshim, v'keren v'yishalem, it should say l'koyen. Reb Yoina says that Reb Shimon Lokish asked Reb Yochanan, doesn't the Mishnah later in the Perek teach that if he stole truma of hektish and ate it, he pays two-fifths and the principal? But according to you, he should also pay the coin the principal. According to you, that it must be given to the coin that rather than just be separated, it's not enough just to pay hektish, as through that he has only fulfilled his obligation for the theft, but not for the required truma payment, which must be paid to the tribe. Rabbi Yassa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, HaTorah Omer Yotzei de Gzeiloi, the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yassa, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the Torah said that he fulfilled his obligation of truma payment by paying the theft. Amri Rabbi Zeira Rabbi Issi, Taltin Milin Amrin b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Veleis Osun Amrin Mehen. Rabbi Zeira said to Issi, two things were said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and where they were said and their sources were not said. Amri Rabbi Yochanan Yotzei de Gezeiloi, Veleis Osun Amrin. Rabbi Yochanan said that he fulfills his obligation of truma payment by paying the theft, but you didn't say his source. Ma'o Kadoin, V'nosin Lakoyen Es HaKoydesh, Mekemen Shenosnoloi Yotzei de Gezeiloi. What's the source? It's the Pasuk that says in Vayikapek, Chofbeth Pasuk Yudalad, and give the Kohen the holy item. Once he gives it to the Kohen, he has fulfilled his obligation for the theft. Asun Amrin B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, B'mokoim Shechitosa Sham Tehi Seifosa, V'leith Asun Amrin Minhoin. Rabbi Yochanan said that they must burn the Parah Adumah, the red heifer, where it was slaughtered, but you didn't say his source. Markadoin, Rabbi Lazar B'Shem Hoshia, Al-Parsha, Yisroif, Ma'at Shmamina. What's the source? Rabbi Lazar, quoting Hoshia, said the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Yudala Pasuk Hey, Bamidbar Perek Yutes Pasuk Hey, the cow shall then be burned in its presence, its skin, its flesh, its blood, with its dung, which is literally means it's separated things, he shall burn it. How's it learned from here? Rabbi Yirmiya B'Shem Rabbi Imi, Mokom Frishosa, Mechaim, Shamte Frishosa. Rabbi Imi, quoting Rabbi Imi, said that in the place that it was separated from life, it must be burned. Rabbi Yochanan, Kurebi, Rabbi Shimon, Melokish, Kureb Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara asked, do Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish disagree over the same dispute as Rabbi and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yochanan, who requires actually giving the truma to the coin, would be like Rabbi, that it's the giving that sanctifies rather than the separating. And Reish Lakish, who said that separating is enough, would reason, like Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, that separating sanctifies it. Amu bun bachia, ben yifbo, bshimin lokish, kurebi, uvad, bedoshu zokuk, lit nolakoyen. Avadoshin zokuk, lit nolakoyen, offer rebi moide, kado, should say masnisa, hifrish, pigeon petahamo, umes, reza, oime, chayov machoyusoi, chomish sloim, shall ben, chomoim, chayov, ein chayov, and bachoyusoi, elkabijan, maisasheni. Rabun Bachia answers that according to Reish Lakish, Rebbe only says this when he's paying back the Kohen because of a theft from the tribe. But if not, means such as if he inherited it from his Kohen grandfather, even Rebbe agrees that separation sanctifies. It's like the Mishnah in Maseches Bechorah that teaches that when a person separated a sheep for Pidyon Petach Hamor, which is redeeming the firstborn donkey, and the lamb died, Rebbe Lezer says he must replace it as his responsibility continues until it gets to the hands of the Kohen. The Chachamim exempt him as they compare it to redeeming Maaseh Sheni, where once a person has separated the money and transferred the sanctity of the Maaseh Sheni onto it, he is no longer responsible to replace it. Moedu Rebleze bepitrei chamoros, chamoros shenofu lami beis avi imoi koyen mekenti efrishoi kidshoi. Rebleze agrees concerning firstborn donkeys inherited from a Kohen's mother's father who was a Yisrael. Since it was already obligated in the grandfather's house, the Kohen must separate a lamb, which he can then keep for himself. Here also, according to Rebbe, when it's not given for stealing from the tribe, he agrees that his separation sanctifies it. Ocho tumas chaveh meshalim lechaveh tumas ha-ma'oretz meshalim la-ma'oretz, v'lenimsa moiseh ta'aroisav la-ma'oretz, keithiru oiseh noisen shteihem le-koyen chaveh, v'notel d'mei achas mehem v'noisen le-koyen am ha'oretz. If a person ate the truma of a chaveh, he must pay the chaveh. If he stole truma from an am ha'oretz, he must pay the am ha'oretz. But how can he give his taros to an am ha'oretz? What should he do? Give them both to a Kohen Chaveh, who should then take the value of one of them and give it to a Kohen Am Ha'aretz. Rabun Bachia, Ami Kohen Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, Asi, Commander Amu Hafashosai, Mekad Shosai, Bram, Commander Amu Banasai, Mekad Shosai, Belai Kain, Enesach, Zachia. Rabun Bachia asked Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, it's fine according to the opinion that the payments become truma through merely separating, but according to the opinion that the payment becomes truma when it's given to the Kohen from whom he ate, He isn't atoned until he gives it to the Kohen Am Ha'aretz. Amar lehen b'mezaka l'de acher, Reb Shimon Lakish answered, he has someone else acquire it on behalf of the Kohen Am Ha'aretz. Le'espika l'shalm ad sh'nisgasha, and the Gemara asked, well, the Mishnah said earlier that if the daughter of a Yisrael ate truma and then married a Kohen, if she ate truma that had not yet been acquired by another Kohen, she pays the principal and extra fifth to herself. If before she had separated the truma, she was divorced, then what's the law? Asi chami ilo hayala kama ma'asuis, Shema Eina Shela, Einon Shela. The Gemara says, what's the question? If she had Truma and Maasos when she was divorced, they already hers. And here also, she acquired the principal and the extra fifth. Tamam Maasos Mesuyomim Bramhacha Truma Eina Mesuyemes Ma'adomila. The Gemara rejects that. No, there they are a specific pile of produce, but here she hadn't yet separated the Truma payment. To what is it comparable? Pitrei Chamoyrois. The answer is, to the case of the firstborn donkey is comparable. If Yisrael inherited firstborn donkeys from his mother's father, who was a Kohen, he doesn't need to give them to a Kohen. The same is true for Truma that she acquired when she was still married.